Welcome to Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Farmers have a long history of working with researchers and land-grant university researchers, such as the University of Nebraska Extension, which has a High Plains Ag Lab in Sydney. Amanda Easterly, Nebraska Extension Research Assistant Professor at the lab, was at the recent Nebraska Wheat Board meeting. Amanda, tell us, what are some of the new wheat projects you and your colleagues are working on at the lab?
Well, for new projects that we're looking at, we have just started one actually with a graduate student, and she is looking at an updated set of methods to predict wheat yields earlier in the season, and so we're hoping that that can provide some guidance to growers on, you know, what sort of yields to expect and how to, you know, make management decisions according to that, so that we're maximizing our resources, time, and money efficiently.
So tell us more about the varieties planted out at HPAL.
Well, we have the wheat varieties planted in the field for the 2021 wheat variety test. We have, I believe, almost 60 varieties, and a number of them are ones that have been tested in the past couple of years, and we do have a few new ones, particularly from industry, that are exciting. And a couple more of the solid stem varieties that folks are interested in for control of sawfly.
Amanda, at the recent board meeting, what were some of the issues the members were interested in?
The board asked some questions, particularly following up on some wheat fertility work that we have been doing, and gave some suggestions on avenues for us to look at as we continue to pursue some of that work. And then they also we're interested to learn about some of our updates in equipment and our ability to better seed our variety tests and get the data out from the variety tests.
Can you give us more information on what the lab has discovered in some of the fertility studies?
Well, as you know, and as we all fight every year, one of the challenges of hard winter wheat in our area is maintaining good yield and then also getting good grain protein levels. And so we're looking at the timing and rates of nitrogen and how those impact grain protein, and to see if there need to be updates to the recommendations based on some of the newer genetics that are coming through.
Amanda, longtime UNL wheat breeder Steven Bainziger has retired. Can you tell us more about the new wheat breeder you guys will have?
Well, we're sad to be seeing Steve retire. He's quite a force for good in wheat breeding and for Nebraska agriculture, but we are excited that Dr. Catherine Frels is joining, and we think that she will be eager to meet with producers and learn their needs in more detail and then really work with us on developing projects and varieties that are suited to this half of the state.
So do you know, has she been out to the panhandle yet?
Technically, I don't believe she's started yet, but she's, during her graduate tenure, she had come out here several times. She actually is a former student of Dr. Bainziger's, and so she's familiar with the area and has, I believe, contacts and family in western Nebraska, and so she's very passionate about growing wheat for our state.
Amanda, thanks for joining us. I'm Trebella Guzman, and this has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.